Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Mike Menzies is our guest and our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the resident banker in our Brain Trust. He's the president of and CEO of Easton Bank and Trust over in the beautiful area of the world called Easton, Maryland. He's our good friend. Mike Menzies, welcome back to the show.
James, thank you, sir. Happy holidays to you and your beautiful bride and your staff and your wonderful listeners.
I appreciate it. Thanks. Happy holidays to you too, Mike. Mike, this week UBS followed Citibank and some other banks, I guess, with a huge write-down. I think UBS is getting some unnamed Middle Eastern investor that's going to throw a bunch of money into much capital into the company. Now most of my audience doesn't do business with Citibank especially in terms of their major credit lines or with UBS for sure. But when they hear about all these things going on, all this subprime meltdown, so to speak, and how all this is rippling through the financial sector and all this stuff, should they be concerned about their relationship with their banks?
The answer, I guess, quick and dirty answer is no. I don't think they should be concerned about their relationship with their banks. Community banks are pretty much observers of this train wreck, mm-hmm. and they're really not participants in it. With that said, the community banks will feel the market impact of the housing adjustment that clearly has gone on and will continue to go on for maybe another couple of years. And those house valuation corrections that will evolve will have some influence on the communities in which the community banks bank. With that said, community banks make loans to people and individuals they know on a personal basis. They're not in the securities market, per se, of investing in collateralized debt obligations or structured investment vehicles or junk bond-rated tranches of mortgage-backed securities. It's just not their business. They're not in it.
They have been in the business of creating mortgages, originating yes. mortgages in their community, and then upstreaming them to these securities.
Yes, and we do that.
Taking fees in the process.
Yes, absolutely. We've been doing that for 6 or 7 years, and as one of thousands of community banks that have active secondary market operations where we write a mortgage loan, we sell it. We do it exclusively through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. We strictly underwrite Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac type guidelines. We're not selling mortgages into
which also is one way of saying the mortgages aren't really all that big either, typically.
Well, right? the mortgages are not mortgages that are going into these exotic investment vehicles that are rated by Moody's and Standard & Poor's and other rating agencies.
Right.
The mortgages that community banks are writing are much more the plain vanilla fixed-rate 30-year type mortgage. They're not the 125% loan-to-value. Mm-hmm. They're not the interest-only 5 years starting at
4%. Which a lot of the subprime mortgages are fixed-rate, aren't they?
They possibly are. I'm not literate in the exact composition of all the subprime credit,
mm-hmm.
but classically subprime means that the credit is marginal or the advance against collateral is marginal or
right.
there's going to be a significant jump in interest
mm-hmm.
after the teaser period. And that's just not been the business of community banks. So, I went back and looked at all the mortgage loans we've written at our bank over the past 5 years. And of all the mortgage loans we've written, there were 2 foreclosures, one from death and one from divorce.
Huh.
And
that's pretty clean.
Oh, yeah. And, the community banking industry very much is into lending into Main Street, lending into their customers who live next to them, into the companies that do business in those towns. They're not in this Wall Street environment,
right,
from the standpoint
this is what bothers me about the national press, though. They would, if you track that, you'd get the idea that every bank, every financial institution in America, you know, all businesses were impacted by this. And this is the reason why I've been saying this, and I'm glad you're here to talk to us about this, Mike, because for most small business owners, all this weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth on Wall Street is not affecting us that much.
Well, it's not going to affect us in terms of the assets that we hold on our balance sheets, except that housing prices will continue.
And that's what I want to talk to you about. And this is where I want to go, folks. I want you to understand what your banker is going through typically out in most of America, so you can understand what to expect from your banker when you ask him or her for a loan. 20 till. Stay with us.
But it should be as nice.
No matter what the people say.
Jim, this is Jerry Detweiler from BusinessCreditSuccess.com. Congratulations on your 10th anniversary. What an accomplishment. And I am looking forward to 10, 20, who knows how many more years. Congratulations and keep up the great work.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Mike Menzies, president of Eastern Bank and Trust in Eastern Maryland, where the geese are flying like crazy. The rockfish are in. The crabs are gone, though, aren't they?
Yes, the crabs have burrowed down into the mud. They're sleeping until the springtime, and we'll start harvesting them then.
Yeah, well, I didn't get my share of soft shell crab this year, Mike. I'm a little disappointed that I didn't get as many as I would like to have had, but I got to figure out how to get myself into a better pipeline for soft shell crab.
Well, you know, remember we don't eat those sooks here.
I know, you know.
We leave those sooks to the Virginia people.
only the Jimmies, huh?
Only the Jimmies.
Mike, one of the things that I want you to help us with is, and you mentioned as we went to the break, some of the things that are going to impact our bankers. One of them is going to be the real estate values are probably going to come down somewhat. In some markets, maybe not so much, but some markets maybe a lot, depending on where you are. It'll be variable across the country. Now, as that happens, tell us how that a decline in real estate prices will have an impact on our bankers and how that will affect us in our relationship with them, even though we're not, maybe we don't have a real estate loan with them.
Well, there are several dynamics that are unfolding at present, and they will influence the way banks serve their customers, small business customers, individuals, proprietorships, and the like. The first is that Congress is working aggressively to promulgate legislation to try to, I hate to be so stiff on it, but try to legislate some morality in lending.
Yeah, and it's a mistake.
And it's a mistake, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
And the intent is certainly appropriate because some bad people did some nasty things, but it's so tough to legislate morality, and that's underway right this minute. And they're kicking the regulators saying, how could you let this happen? And so the regulators are out there kicking the lenders, saying, I don't want you to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a pretty broad generalization to a ripple effect that comes from the subprime debacle. That ripple effect will produce, for example, tighter credit standards for Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loans. And we see that happening right this minute, where credit scores are going up and prices are going up and the products are disappearing. And that will reduce the availability of some forms of mortgage credit to some borrowers.
Right.
And whenever you withdraw liquidity
from the market, but that's for residential, though. That's for residential, though, right?
That's for residential. But
right.
You know, there are a lot of small business people who have used their home as part of the term debt.
Absolutely.
Their
absolutely.
And,
I've done it before.
So that will have an undesirable impact on the ability of small business to contract certain types of loans. There will be a more conservative approach to lending into housing while the house values adjust, while the regulators and Congress come up with the new lending plan of the future. And and that's just the way it's going to be, and it's probably going to take a couple of years to get there.
I'm pretty close.
How it's going to unfold.
Mike, I'm pretty close to my banker. Mm-hmm. The senior VP of my community bank and I are pretty close. I mean, we don't hang out together, but we tell each other, you know, the straight and dirty, whatever's happening. Would it be a good idea for me to call on my banker? Would it be a good idea for my audience, our small business audience, to call on their banker and say, look, I know things are going, you know, maybe a little tough right now. Could tell me a little bit about what you're going through, so, and tell me how I what I need to do to help you in our relationship. Is there anything wrong with that?
No, that's always healthy. Any dialogue between a borrower and a banker is productive. I think that the borrowers who most need to interact with their bankers are those who have some form of real estate dependence. If you're a subcontractor, if you're a plumber, if you're an electrician, if you are in the distribution business, if you're doing cabinets or
anything connected to housing,
you're connected to real estate and housing, you need to have a chat with your banker to determine that his perspectives on lending hasn't changed dramatically enough to influence your ability to borrow. You know, clearly, spec lending is going to be out for a period of time.
Right.
And clearly, housing is going to go through a correction. It's got to. You just can't go through the excesses we went through over the past 5 years without having a correction, and we're going through that now. The Wall Street Journal yesterday was saying that if housing values got into sync with rents and inflation, there could be a 30% reduction in houses. I don't think that'll happen, but in fact, there is a tremendous disconnect between house prices, their rent values, and inflation over the past 5 years.
But you know what you also just described? You also just described an opportunity for a lot of people. Right?
Yeah, sure.
This may be the next year or so may be an excellent time to buy a house.
Absolutely.
To buy rental property, maybe even investment property. You're just going to have to make sure you can work with your banker on it. But Mike, let me ask you this question. If you're not going to be if you as an independent community banker are not going to be upstreaming as many loans as you have been and not going to be getting those fees, isn't this a good time for bankers to turn to their bread and butter, which is their small business owners? Shouldn't that create a good opportunity for small businesses and their banks?
Well, you know, small businesses are the bread and butter of banking. They always of community banks. They always have been, and they always will be. And when you're in a business like the secondary market mortgage business, or the securities business, or the insurance business, they're going to kind of go up and down with the economy. Hopefully, small businesses are managed well enough to just keep on keeping on.
When we come back after these messages, we're going to get Mike to give us his prediction on what he thinks the Fed's going to do today. Are they going to lower rates? What are they going to do? Is it going to be a quarter point, half point? What's going on? Mike will have his crystal ball polished up when we come back after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Use those to your advantage. The first one is the where you can find the show and the articles and the archives and the Brain Trust members, our newsletter and the blog. Lots and lots of good stuff there to help you out. And then, of course, askjim.biz is our knowledge base where you can get small business answers now. We've anticipated your questions. We have answers waiting on you. Mike Menzies is our guest. He's president and CEO of Eastern Bank and Trust, and that's EastonBankandTrust.com, right, Mike?
That's right, James. All because of you.
It's an outstanding website, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. I'd be in big trouble after all these years. I'd be in big trouble if I didn't give out your website.
There you go,
Mike. Can I do online banking on your website, Mike?
Absolutely.
All right. You're
darn right. You can sign up for online banking. We're good to go, pal.
All right. Hey, Mike. Quickly before we get into the Fed thing, bottom line, let me ask you this question. Are some community banks, especially, are some banks going to be in? Are they going to get into any trouble? You think get into difficulty because of the real estate issue?
Any bank, big or small, who is concentrated in Florida, California,
Texas,
Nevada, Arizona, and Michigan, needs to be heads up because yeah. those markets are under extreme stress. Yeah. And your listening audience banking in those markets probably ought to connect with their bank, get their financial statements, and take a hard look at yeah. them. Now, with that said, the community banks in those markets are much stronger generally because they are Main Street banks. Mm-hmm. They're lending to people they've been banking for a long time. And but some of those markets are under stress. There's no doubt about it. But I don't believe we're going to have anything like the 1990s era where
right.
a couple hundred banks a year were failing.
Right. Do you
I don't
think,
believe
do you think,
that's
what,
the case.
Do you think we're going to? Do you think we're going into a recession?
Absolutely.
You do?
Absolutely. I think we've earned it. I mean, we've had 6 or 7 years of extreme liquidity.
What do you think the chances are that we won't know that we were in one until we're out of it?
99%.
So, in other words, it'll be a recession, but it won't be that bad.
I think that the world economy is too strong to,
yeah.
for us to go into the absolute tank.
And the U.S. economy too. I mean, there's a lot.
Yeah.
There are a lot of solid fundamentals here in the United States.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike,
but,
don't
no,
you think?
I think we're likely in some form of. You've heard the definitions. Recession is when your neighbor
yeah.
loses their job, and depression
right.
is when you lose yours.
Right.
But no, I think we're in for a correction of some form over the next 12 to 24 months.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Mike, what's the Fed going to do today?
I'll tell you exactly what the Fed is going to do, and I want you and your listeners to be very careful with this. The Fed is going to make a move, and it's not going to be a quarter of a point or a half point. The Fed's move is either going to be 2/8 or 4/8.
Really?
Yeah.
2/8 or 4/8.
Right.
Not a quarter or a half.
Nope. It's going to be 2/8 or it's going to be 4/8. One or the other. And my guess is it will be 2/8.
Yeah,
that they'll move a quarter and keep some powder dry.
I think that's what they're going to do too.
And if they go a half a point, what it does is it states how challenging the liquidity issues are on Wall Street.
Well, a lot of people are saying, you know, they need to go a half and all that kind of stuff. Well, you know what? The Fed has to. They have to protect their position against that zero number, which they almost got to a few years ago.
Right.
They can't go willy-nilly and throw in quarter points out there. They've got to really make sure that if they spend a quarter point that it's really necessary, don't they?
Yeah. You know, the Fed has more information than any of us. And, this is like sewing jello. It's not a perfect science. And their number one goal is price stability. It's
yeah.
to maintain stable prices in this economy. And that means managing inflation. Right now, I think the Fed is easing faster than they might like to relative to inflation because of the liquidity issues on Wall Street,
mm-hmm.
which is fine. They need to work their way through the liquidity issues on Wall Street. I believe they will. I believe in 2 years we'll look back and there may be some restructuring at the high end of the banking system.
Yeah.
That wouldn't surprise me one bit. But we'll keep on keeping on. The industry is really very healthy today compared to the 90s, compared
mm-hmm.
to the savings and loan collapse.
Mm-hmm.
It's a much healthier industry across the board.
Mike Menzies, thank you for being here. Good job today. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Your wisdom and your insights are so beneficial to us.
Really happy holiday to you and your bride and your gang and your listeners. Thanks so much, Jim.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Menzies, ladies and gentlemen, you know why he is our resident banker in the Brain Trust. You can tell, can't you? Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.